This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 648,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The figure is more than 147,000 in the United States, and it exceeds 87,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections exceeds 16.2 million and 4.2 million in the U.S., 2.4 million in Brazil. The only other country that has more than a million confirmed infections is India, which has about 1.4 million confirmed infections. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a new coronavirus economic aid package being unveiled Monday would pay the country's 16 million unemployed workers 70% of their one-time salaries. But tough negotiations lie ahead with opposition Democrats over the scope of more assistance to offset the severe economic effects of the pandemic. On Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin called the 70% wage replacement figure a very fair level, but that figure, is, if adopted by Congress, would sharply cut federal benefits to the unemployed by two-thirds. One mid-May report said a fifth of the unemployed workers declined requests from their employers that they return to work because their wages were lower than what they were collecting in jobless benefits. Democratic lawmakers are demanding that $600 a week boost in payments to the jobless workers be kept in place through the end of 2020. Responding to upgraded travel alerts issued by Britain to its citizens visiting Spain, Spain's foreign minister says our country is safe for tourists. Speaking to reporters, Arantxa Gonzalez-Lyer rebuked Britain for imposing a two-week quarantine on all travelers entering the country from Spain after a rise in its coronavirus numbers. A year ago, Britain's made up about a fifth of foreign visitors to Spain. The British quarantine could deal a blow to the Mediterranean country's efforts to jumpstart its economy. This is VOA News. Hurricane Hanna's trail of devastation on the South Texas coast Sunday has been marked by overturned tractor-trailer trucks, downed power lines, and roofless homes with flash flooding, a threat to areas heavily impacted by COVID-19 infections. Hanna, the first storm of the hurricane season, came ashore as a Category 1 hurricane. It continues to lose power and is now a tropical depression. In Hawaii, Maui's island mayor says that he is very thankful that Hurricane Douglas did not cause any major damage as it bore down, packing torrential rains and damaging winds as it churned just east of the islands in the Central Pacific. The Hawaiian islands are still expected to experience large swells on Monday, producing life-threatening and potentially destructive surf along shores. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok announced that security forces are being stationed to the Darfur region, known for its tribal violence. This decision comes after an increase in deadly violence between Arab nomadic tribes and African farming tribes. At least 20 people were killed Friday in South Darfur by gunmen as they returned to the fields after an absence of more than 15 years. That's according to a local tribal chief. Those killed Friday had been allowed to return to their homeland under an agreement reached 2 months ago with those who had settled there during the conflict in Darfur. This conflict, which erupted in 2003 between the predominantly Arab regime of Omar al-Bashir and insurgents from ethnic minorities who consider themselves marginalized, has led to hundreds of thousands of deaths and millions of displaced, according to the UN. In recent years, it has waned in intensity, and in 2019, Bashir was overthrown by the army under pressure from street protest. The new government, resulting from an agreement between the military and leaders of the protest, began talks in October of 2019 for a peace agreement with rebel groups and put an end to the conflicts in that region. Malaysian officials say 24 Rohingya migrants are feared to have drowned off a Malaysian resort island near Thailand. Malaysian authorities launched a search and rescue operation Sunday for them who disappeared after jumping into the water from a boat and attempted to swim to the island of Langkawi. Malaysia's coast guard said 25 people tried to swim to shore, but only one of them made it to the island. Muslim-majority Malaysia is a favorite destination of Rohingya Muslims seeking a better life after escaping a 2017 military crackdown in their mostly Buddhist homeland of Myanmar and since then living in refugee camps in Bangladesh. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.